The only way that I win is seeing myself the winner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The only way I win is seeing myself the winner. It is easy to see ourselves the winner when we play a game that we're familiar with, when we play a game that we're harmonious with, when we play a game that we enjoy. However, to see ourselves a winner at something that we're not familiar with, that takes a bit of doing. Now, what things are we not familiar with? What things in our life are we not familiar with? Well, there are areas of relationships that we would like to see improved. There are finances we'd like to see improved, health we'd like to see improved, many areas we'd like to see improved. These are areas that we're not familiar with. These are areas that we have not been a winner in all respects, and we'd like to be a winner. And the way to be a winner is to put the right cause in motion. The only way I win is seeing myself the winner. Now let's just say we have an illness that has been bothering us for a considerable time, and we'd like to dispose of that illness. We'd like to live in perfect health. We'd like to live in harmony. We'd like to live with a beautiful body that would take us and do things with us and be harmonious with us and be happy. So, what does it mean? The only way I win is seeing myself the winner. The only way I enjoy a beautiful, wonderful, harmonious body is seeing myself living in a beautiful, harmonious, wonderful body. And that we start doing this by affirmations. We start doing this by affirming the truth about ourselves. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. My body is the temple of the living spirit. My body is perfect. My body is whole. My body is wonderful. Now, though this may be contrary to the illusion or the appearances that we're having, when we start thinking these thoughts, we start living in that awareness. We start living in that consciousness. And as we live in that consciousness, we bring that consciousness into effect in our life. In other words, we become the winner. As we place the thought sufficiently into our thinking, as our mind only thinks of us as a healthy person, as our mind only thinks of us as a person who has a body that is dynamic and powerful and wonderful and beautiful, as our mind only considers that, then the mind is the winner, and the mind leads us into the winner's circle. We walk into the winner circle realizing that we are the winner. There are many people who run the race of life. They run the race of track. They run the race in the Olympics. And the people who are the winners are not the people who look back to see where their competition is. They don't look back to see where their problems are. They just look forward, and they keep their eye on the goal, and the goal is the winning point. They run, they jump, they do all the things that the sport requires of them, and they do it with excellence. They do it in their personal best. They do it from their joyful self. They do it because it is a joy to run. It is a joy to jump. It is a joy to be in these games. It's a joy to be in the game, and that's why they're there. That's why you're here. It's a joy for you to be in your body. Now, there are times when people run a race and they don't win. That's called having sickness, for instance. There are times that our body experiences sickness. How do we change from loser in our running the race and the marathon or whatever it may be, from loser to winner? How do we change from having a sickness, which is not natural to our body, and to having a natural body of wholeness? Now, we do not change by thinking about the sickness. We do not change by thinking about our competition. We do not change by thinking about what was the greatest jump that was made, what was the greatest record time, what was the greatest this or that. We only concentrate on honing our body to be the most exquisite athletic device that we could possibly do, if that is our choice. And as we do that, we run with joy. We don't run with running out of breath and feeling, we run as though we have more breath than we know what to do with. We run with the feeling that we are the wind. We run with the feeling that we are the speed of the antelope. We are the speed of infinite capacity. In the same light, having thoughts about wholeness, thinking thoughts about wholeness, thinking, knowing people who are whole, knowing ourselves as whole and perfect, then we outpicture that, as a man thinketh. So what sort of things are we thinking in our mind? What sort of things are we thinking in our body? What sort of things are we thinking in our world? Whatever thoughts we are thinking, you can be sure, that's what we're outpicturing. And we are definitely the winner in outpicturing the thoughts that we are thinking. And you say, well, I think about thoughts of wholeness. I think about thoughts of my perfect body. Yes, but do you have moments when you don't? You cannot afford this. The man who runs the race cannot afford to have thoughts of doubt. The moment he has thoughts of doubt in his consciousness, he does not run his best. The moment you or I have thoughts of doubt about our health, we cannot enjoy perfect health, because perfect health only comes to those who are consistent, who think regularly, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, who regularly realize that their body is the temple of the living God. It is perfect, and we have misused it in some way, causing it to appear not perfect. However, underneath that not perfect is our perfection. Our perfection is always there, waiting to express itself, taking the back seat, if necessary, when we have doubt thoughts, or when we have limited thoughts, or when we in any way think that we're not perfect, we're not magnificent, we're not great. And when that happens, then we're not great. But we do not have to remain that way. We do not have to remain not great. We do not have to remain with the idea that we have imperfection in us in any way, shape, or form. For we are the creator of our world, beautifully so, positively so, wonderfully so. Whatever it is that we'd like to create in our body, that's what we do. Do we create a perfect heart, a perfect lungs, perfect eyes, perfect ears? Do we create these things? Or do we say, whoops, it's that time of life where we're getting older, where our body is decrepit and needs extra help? Well, when we think such thoughts, we experience such thoughts, if we wish, we can go forth through life untouched by any of these experiences. I was thinking the other day about reading from the Sufi teachings and reading of the masters about the Far East and reading of other masters who live on this earth and who conduct themselves on this earth. And I was thinking, now some of them wear glasses. Now how strange that some of them would wear glasses if they have perfect eyes. Why would any master ever wear glasses if he has perfect eyes? Masters, too, play games with us. They want us to say, why do masters wear glasses if they have perfect eyes? We had some little children who were being trained, and as they were trained, one of them had to wear glasses. And so the others wanted to go in and get glasses, too. Now, the doctor has glasses which have plain glass in them for children who feel they'd like to have glasses, because they need them and they don't. And so it is that the master sometimes wears plain glass to confuse us, to make us think that a master needing some special help, my goodness sakes, how strange that is. A master never needs special help, because his words are always consistent with whatever it is that he chooses to have in his life. You and I can be consistent with our words for whatever it is we want to have in our life, and we will have that in our life. We will have whatever it is we put the cause in motion to have. So today, to enjoy perfect health, think perfect health, live perfect health, know perfect health, let all else fade away. Let all else be gone from our world of illusion, and know that this day all is in divine order, and all is completed right now in a beautiful, fabulous, wonderful way. I love you. I love you. I love you.